Sadducees were the aristocrats of first century Judaism. They were the leaders and organizers of the temple, privileged politicians, and arbiters of the law. They stood in their expensive finery, looking down their noses at Jesus, this upstart teacher from the north. They were experts in the law, the first five books of the Bible, which had primacy over everything else. And they deduced that as there was no mention of resurrection in the law, resurrection did not exist. And so they opposed everyone who preached it, including the Pharisees and including Jesus. Cynically, they tried to trap Jesus by telling a tawdry story about a widow who had seven husbands. In the resurrection, they asked, whose wife will she be? Of course, they can afford to joke about a poor widow, insulated as they are from the pain of this tale by their wealth, prestige, and power. Jesus addresses the Sadducees' crass frivolity by taking their question seriously and answering it with great pastoral sensitivity. He begins his answer by effectively saying, your ideas about resurrection are wrong. Resurrection is not a continuation of this life with all its imperfections. It will be very different. Marriage belongs to this mortal life. But in the resurrection to come, we will become immortal like angels. We will be resurrection people, close to God and children of God forever. Now, on this Remembrance Sunday, questions about resurrection are particularly relevant. This year marks the 80th anniversary of the end of the Second World War. We remember all those who lost their lives in that destruction. Did death really have the last word in those years of suffering? Or does God have a greater plan? Jesus does not give us all the answers. What he does do is provide us with enough hope to live in now. And his own death and resurrection reinforces that hope. For in it we see Jesus blazing a trail to eternal life that all may follow. He tells us that those who have gone before are alive to God and present to God now. Jesus points us to a God whose faithfulness to those he has called is immeasurable and inexhaustible. May our faith be founded in the one who has promised us life through all eternity. Our second hymn is a hymn of resurrection. It's found in Singing the Faith, number 295, or in Hymns and Psalms, number 250. Hallelujah, hallelujah, give thanks to the risen Lord.